3, 2, 1.
What will the world look like 10 or 20 years from now? The Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast is here to give you a peek. And we can't wait to show you what's coming. Subscribe now.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, June 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The family house is among the most expensive assets many Americans pass down to their children when they die. But rising costs are leading more adults to sell the homes they inherit.
If you're the inheritor, can you afford this house? We're dealing with rising costs of renovation. Property taxes are higher in many areas of the country. Utilities are more expensive.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger about what options you should consider after the break.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them?
By their clothes?
Their age?
The way they speak?
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong, and the Ad Council.
Among the items that parents pass down to their children is the family home. But that often comes with emotional and financial questions. Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger joins us to discuss. So, Veronica, why do parents often choose to leave the family home to their children, and how common is it?
Well, it's a common way to transfer wealth. There's no recent data that tracks home inheritance nationally, but we hear from realtors, we hear from advisors that people continue to do this. It's a nice way to leave a legacy financially to your family, and you're hoping also maybe the people hold on to the house. That's often not the case, though. More than 3/4 of parents plan to leave a home to their children when they die, and that's according to a 2023 Charles Schwab survey. But on the flip side, children are often reluctant to sell, but finances and simplicity of unloading the property often win out. So nearly 70% of those who expect to inherit a home from their parents plan to sell it, and that's according to the survey as well. So people want to get rid of the house.
Yeah, leaving the house to the kids is one thing, but do the kids actually want to take on ownership of the family home? It sounds like there should be a conversation or two about the house as part of an inheritance. What kind of financial questions should be on the list?
You got to think about if you're the inheritor, can you afford this house? We're dealing with rising costs of renovation. Property taxes are higher in many areas of the country. Utilities are more expensive. Not to mention, there's no official stats on this, but in general, what I hear from advisors is that people tend to inherit the home when they're in their 50s or 60s, sometimes a little earlier. But by that point, many inheritors already have their home. They're already established in a state, perhaps a different state than where their parents have the home. And so this would be an additional cost. And these are people who don't need another home to take care of. And so it's not so attractive to people, even though it is a tight real estate market. These people already have homes, so they don't necessarily need it. If you have school-age kids, you don't want to have to uproot your kids and move across the country just so you can say, oh yeah, I took on my parents' home. So the high prices of homes have also made it very motivating for heirs to sell. If you can get top dollar for your parents' home that is in a hot location, why wouldn't you sell it?
And then financially, you know, if the parents have owned the home for decades, then the mortgage could be already paid off. And that would ease the financial burden on siblings if they wanted to keep it in the family.
Absolutely. However, there's still the financial upkeep of that, right? Even though the mortgage is paid, you still have to pay those property taxes. Those aren't going away. And you still have to deal with all the other costs. Again, if you're in a different state, you have to deal with security. If you're, say, you're going to be renting this out to another family, you have to make sure they're going to pay their bills, going to maintain the property properly. If the house is going to sit empty, who's going to watch it? How are you going to make sure squatters don't come around? I mean, we've heard those kind of crazy stories. So there's a lot of considerations to think about. In general, a lot of the heirs we speak to are saying, you know what, I appreciate the gift from mom and dad, but I'd rather take this house, sell it, then use the proceeds to do something like fund my own retirement or my travel goals or my kids' college education. Like, there's so many other things that I want and I can do with this money that I would receive from the proceeds of this house. It just makes more sense for me to step away and sell it.
And when you think about it from a generational standpoint, let's say the parents bought the house in the 60s or the 70s. tastes and styles have changed.
Completely. So a lot of the older generation, and I mean people maybe in their 70s or 80s in general, I'm hearing from advisors, have been a bit more conservative with their money. They may have not updated the house, or may they just have different tastes. They might like wood and traditional materials in the house, whereas some younger folks might want a more modern look, kind of that farmhouse chic that their parents may not have. And so if you think about the different styles of the house, to update a house to your own taste, that costs a good deal of money. So the interest of heirs to do that is also very low. Why not just buy a newer house that might be easier to maintain, also might be cheaper to insure? What we're seeing in certain areas of the country, like the coasts, places like Charleston, some areas of Florida, even California, some insurers are pulling out. They are making it very difficult for people to get home insurance, not to mention flood insurance. And if they do, you're going to have to pay top dollar in order to get that insurance. So if you don't have insurance, that's all the more reason to get rid of a house, because it's just so risky.
All right. So let's say ownership has transferred to the siblings and they want to keep the house, but one sibling wants to buy the others out. What should they keep in mind regarding that process?
You want to make sure you're going to use a reasonable valuation method for the house. So everyone's going to agree on the price you're going to ask for it. And if you're buying out your siblings, are they okay with that price? Don't expect to be able to get an under the market price from your siblings, because at the end of the day, they want that money. They want to get the top dollar for that house, most likely. And so if you want to avoid hard feelings, you need to think about a fair price for that house. And you can use the value reported on the estate tax return if it's recent, or you might want to obtain a few appraisals, use an average. Also, you need to make sure that you're not getting in over your head financially, because mortgage rates, as we know, they're hovering around 7% right now. And so if you're making a decision to buy out your siblings just because you want to be the ones to carry on the family tradition, but that's going to bury you financially, it's going to put you in a lot of stress and mess up your future financial goals. It's just making a financial decision based on emotions or to please what you think your mom and dad would want you to do, or carry on some legacy that isn't good for your finances, could really backfire on you.
That's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. And that's it for your Money Briefing this week. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy, and our executive producer is Chris Zinsley. I'm your host, J.R. Whalen. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.